Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Rango, and Johnny Depp's a lonely lizard living in an aquarium until he bounces out of the family car right into the middle of a desert. He wanders across an old west town which really needs help, but acting like a hero is one thing, but becoming one is another.
We sing of his courage in beneath his son's song, but pay close attention, he won't be here long.
You're a stranger. Strangers don't last long here.
Okay, there is no doubt that this is an animation extravaganza. It's so well animated, it seems freakishly real. So much so, you know, that I had to look down to make sure I wasn't stepping on any talking lizards when I left the theater. But besides the animation, this movie is just too much. Too much story, too much build-up, too much middle, and too much end. Nearly 2 hours worth. Then there's the too much political innuendo, not to mention the too much swearing and too much smoking. At least for a kid's PG movie, that is. Can't an extraordinary animation just be simple and fun to watch? Well, I guess not, if the movie is brought to us by Gore Verbinski, who directed Pirates of the Caribbean, and you know the last one of those clocked in at just under 3 hours. Because I'm torn between that great animation and the almost irritating depth of the movie, our movie night traffic light, Rango, is a yellow light. Now into a movie filled with intrigue, drama, and romance, it's The Adjustment Bureau starring Matt Damon, and he changes the future by altering his preordained path by falling in love. And The Adjustment Bureau will do whatever it takes to set things right again, and Matt will make sure that they don't.
If you stay with her, it not only kills your dreams, that kills hers.
I don't care what you put in my way, I'm not giving up.
They're making a run for it.
I need you to trust me.
Okay.
All I have are the choices I make. And I choose her.
Okay, this is Matt Damon, just like we love him, trying to outsmart the guys messing with him, which means intrigue, mystery, and adventure. Then there's the epic romance. Totally believe he and Emily Blunt are madly in love and meant to be together forever. And on top of that, a story you just gotta wonder, could it be true? Is all of this a grand plan or complete happenstance? You know, I'm kind of leaning toward the whole grand plan thing, because I mean, after all, how else would you explain the existence of polyester and sauerkraut? Now, there's gotta be a good explanation for that. But no matter what the truth is, here are a few things for sure. This is finally the first good movie of the year. True love can conquer all, and never again will I trust anyone wearing a hat. All I'm saying is watch your back and be prepared to run. So at our movie night traffic light, The Adjustment Bureau is a green light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.